This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Dump button.
You weren't going to say nothing bad.
Well, you
yeah,
never know.
Yeah, you weren't going to do it.
You never know. Well, today's Williamson's.
All right.
We can't say that station now.
Okay.
Anyway, it is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. It's the ninth day of March. We hope you guys have had a wonderful weekend. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
Now, I got to say good morning to the folks in not just Lithia Springs, all y'all that travel up and down Thornton Road, but a special shout out to Rex, Georgia.
Okay.
I've been put on blast. I've been informed that the people in Rex feel unappreciated by my shout outs.
Why?
I don't know. They just feel
What's
that way.
What's the problem?
They just feel
What might the problem be?
Well, you'd have to go and ask Wayne that.
Okay.
Because a gentleman named Wayne reached out to the station and wondered why he hadn't heard his lovely community of Rex mentioned more.
Wow.
So I wanted to make a point saying I got no problems with nobody. No community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All. So I'm a Bucky's loving Georgia community man.
How about that? So, nice.
There you go. There you go, Wayne. I hope that that does it for you. Kyle Sandy's going to join us here in a little bit. Got a fresh casting call of just all kinds of money flying through the air. And we're just going to have ourselves a good time here these next. We only got us till 9 o'clock, so the next couple hours, Sam and I are going to just try and have as much fun as possible. You made it back here safely from Macon. You had a wonderful time down there.
Didn't get lost.
I didn't even bring that up this time.
You didn't do that. I told Kyle Sandy, I said, you know, I had a problem. I came down here and I didn't get 16, Highway 16, but the little interchange there. I got off and I'm driving and driving. I'm plus Wesleyan College pops up and he says, man, you were way off.
Yeah.
And I made it back in time for the game that day. So, yeah, we talked about that.
We had a couple people celebrating the same birthday today. So on this March 9th, two of them were Bobby Fischer.
Okay.
If you don't know who Bobby Fischer is, go mm-hmm. look him up. He was a chess champion.
As we lost recently, Boris Spassky.
Yeah.
Who was his
right.
opponent.
His opponent, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Bobby Fischer and Charles Grodin
okay.
shared the same birthday, as do Benito Santiago, one of my favorite catchers, and Brian Bosworth.
Ah.
On the same day.
Okay.
So there you go. Happy birthday to those. And, man, we lost this dude in 2022, but and just missed that person and that personality. But Mike Leach would have been okay. his birthday today.
Okay.
All right, man. We turn things over to you, the 7 o'clock hour or the second hour of our shows, as always. Sometimes there's more, sometimes not as much, but
yeah.
you still let us know what's going on locally.
Yeah, we'll tap into a little bit of things that are happening right now. Of course, we're talking college basketball, and we talk about March Madness and how it sets in as tournaments are going on, the Sun Belt Conference tournament. Both Georgia State and Georgia Southern teams did not make it down to the semifinal rounds of their tournament as the championship game is going to be played later today. And as Greg told you, you'll be able to hear it here on 92.9 The Game. Regular season finales for other teams from the area. First of all, Georgia with the win over Vanderbilt, 79-68. Mike White's Bulldogs are finishing with a flourish. And it all started with that big win over Florida over a week ago, knocking off the number three team in the country. It got them on a roll. And so, hey, they're headed, getting ready to head to Nashville. You know, let's see what kind of toe-tapping music they're going to have, a dance, a two-step, or whatever they get to do while they're up there. Right, right? And see if they can get a win, a couple more wins, and really not only solidify their place in the NCAA tournament, but also get a great tournament seed. Who knows? Maybe somewhere they play in a regional not too far from us. See what happens with that. Georgia Tech, a setback in their postseason hopes now. They fall yesterday. Wake Forest beats them 69-43. Their record now at 16-15. Kennesaw State, once they get into this Conference USA tournament, just watch them, you know, because they could go in there and just turn the tournament upside down. They beat Jacksonville State yesterday by a score of 74-70. Their record now at 18-13. So let's keep an eye on the Owls. Who? The Owls, and see what they do once they get into the Conference USA tournament. SIAC tournament wrapped up over at Morehouse. Neither of the home teams were able to be around for the championship. The men's champion, Savannah State, they beat Tuskegee 67-66. Women's champion, Miles, beat Tuskegee 68-54 to get the women's championship. And, of course, the SWAC tournament starts on Tuesday down at Gateway. We're going to get into that in the 8 o'clock hour. Spend some time with Travis Williams talking about the HBCU All-Star game. Turning to Atlanta United and take on the Red Bulls, New York Red Bulls. And, you know, those guys are our kryptonite. And the fact that it was a scoreless draw, some people may scoff at that. When it comes to facing Red Bulls, I'll take it. Ever since our team, you know, was formed and started playing, them folk have always had it for Atlanta United. And it's always been difficult to get wins with them, especially up there, or to get points. Even a draw. Draws are celebrated against this team. And they get one this time and like, okay, we pick up a point. Yeah, you'd like to get the win, obviously, especially coming off the setback last week up at Charlotte. So now we win the first one, we lose up at Charlotte, we got a draw, and we got one of everything here.
Yeah.
But coming up next is Miami, you know what that means.
Yep.
So that's what's coming up next for Atlanta United. And I don't know what Jason Longshore had to say yesterday as far as them preparing and if they had a good week of training and where everyone was going into Red Bulls, but we just know that's been the thing. They've always been difficult, always been hard to get by. So hopefully we regroup, have a good week up at the training grounds, and be ready for Miami when they come in and, you know, hey, well, let's go and do what we did. You know what happened the last time we saw them. You know, we put them out of the
That's right.
Playoffs, right? So we want to do that.
So they want to come down, they want to just exact revenge.
One other college football note that was made this week, a day change for the Georgia Tech season opener at Colorado. It's moved back today from August 30th to August 29th. So they'll play it on a Friday. They'll go that Friday night college football. That gives Georgia Tech two Friday night games because they're going to play Georgia on Friday night again.
Okay.
So they're going to start the regular season on a Friday night and end the regular season.
Nothing wrong with that.
On a Friday night. Well, the Friday night against Georgia will be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, but they got to go out to the mountains for this first with Coach Prime and company. Previously scheduled for August 30th, will now be on August 29th for Georgia Tech.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's all.
All right, no. Now, we'll
have some more because Kyle's – I didn't get into the high school tournament. Kyle is coming up in just a few minutes, and we'll leave that to him.
So this is one of the things that Jason and I talked about yesterday was that I gave him a little bit of business about not being at the – you had an excuse. You were in Macon. But I wondered where he was, and he was calling a game. But at the 92.9 –
How did the swag surf go this time?
I was at one end. I was next to I was next to Dylan, and I really wasn't looking out in the crowd. I just wanted to get past it. I was out there earlier doing that deal or no deal thing where you open a case up. There was
right.
A guy making free throws, and he made three, and he won. You know, so that was nice. I just made myself available.
Did you ask him for the T-shirt, Cam?
I am no.
No?
No, I didn't
Come
want
on,
to.
Come on, why not?
That's you. That's a you
right,
thing.
But you could have represented me in that way and
they
said,
didn't,
you know,
they didn't
Sam's not here. Sam is not here. Could I please,
can I ask you
just
a question?
For a moment, the T-shirt cannon to launch a T-shirt up into the upper deck? That's all.
Did you do that last year?
No, they didn't give it to me.
Thank you. So what you think I'm going to be able to do it this year?
I don't know. They may give it to you.
No, they didn't. You I didn't ask.
You have to ask them for that.
I did not ask.
Oh, man.
Plus, I wasn't out there for that. I had to do the because I was out earlier. So they had everybody in shift. Abe went out there. Dylan went out there and threw. Garrett was out there. Man, they had Garrett do some silly stuff.
Really?
They did this thing where they made him go out and stand on the court, and then the cameraman just said, just do something, right? And he made all kinds of faces, and he started doing some 90s dances, and they put the filters in, you know, like they do at the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they had Garrett looking like, oh, God. Oh. And they wanted, and Chandra wanted me to go out there for that, and I was like, no, I got to go to the bathroom. I came up with something.
These would be excused.
But no, that wasn't something I was going to do. But, out at the game,
yes,
they showed on the big screen two people, and it got me wondering what must they be thinking during this offseason, because both of them are going into their jobs this year differently than they have before. And they first showed Kirby.
Okay.
I think it was with his kid. And then they showed Michael Penix Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them at the game. Kirby was just sitting enjoying. Then they had Michael Penix Jr. throw a football into the stands. And, you know, where we were at, you couldn't tell how close they were. One was on one side or the other. But apparently they did get together and meet.
Yeah.
But you got to wonder what's going through those two's mind, the two of their minds, this offseason.
Yeah.
Things are different for Kirby and Georgia going into this season. And the unfortunate family event that took place.
Yeah.
It's just been an off season of struggles for Kirby in a way that he probably hasn't in a while. But, you know, God does that. He puts struggles in front of us and see how we do.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Michael Penix Jr., he got to be wondering, okay, well, you got what you wanted. You are not a quarterback of an NFL team. He got to sit there and do some Ralph Kramden once in a while going, I'm going to.
Nah, probably
right?
not. Probably not. I mean,
I think you would hope not, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, you hope he's ready for it, but we only have those three games to go on.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
And again,
we wish there was more. We like what we saw. There were some things that, you know, said, hey, yeah, he's new on the job. And you hope he can pick up and go forward. That is what we're all hoping for.
And he looked good, and I absolutely believe that once he gets popped, once he gets hit in game one, things will start to fall into place. And I think he'll be fine. And this is what we wanted, right?
Yeah.
But again, I just was thinking about the offseason for these two. What that must – do you really relax? Do you, you got time, but do you really enjoy it? Because you got to be focused.
Yeah.
You just got to be in a way that – So anyway, we were talking about that yesterday. We got more stuff that we're going to get into, but Mr. Bowtie himself, Kyle Sandy, will be joining us next.
Mr. Bowtie.
Get me a divorce lawyer for you two. But we're going to look forward to hearing what you two have to say about your time and making from last week. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 9829thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It's Sam and Greg. It's the 9th day of March. It's a Sunday morning. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. As we sit here on a day that it is Jeffrey Osborne's birthday.
Can you woo, woo, woo?
Okay. I don't know what to say to that. I just want to throw that out there. All right, you ready to bring our guest on here? I have something to say to him right off the bit, which I...
Why?
What do you mean, why? Well, you think it's going to be negative. Hey, I ain't saying nothing about... I got something bad to say to him. I got something to say to him as we welcome our guest, Kyle Sandy, on. Actually, you know, just about a half a block away from being considered a family member, for as much as he's on here.
Yeah, man.
If he didn't disappear during the other times of the year, he'd be a family member, but he just shows up during this time of year. But we still, he's like a cousin.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is. Hey, man, how you doing, Kyle?
Good morning, you guys. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I have to say something to you.
He's awake. He's awake.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that with ventriloquism here. Yeah. You guys sent some pictures back from Macon. Beautiful attire that you had down there. You pulled out the A material as far as your suits. I like the green bow tie with the green shirt. That was nice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
But here's the thing. This dude is taller than I thought.
Oh, yeah, man.
I didn't realize how tall you were, man.
Yeah. I used to play a little ball back in the day in high school. Yeah, 6'4", 6'5", if I stand up straight, not too bad.
I did not know until he was standing next to you. I said, well, hang on a second. Okay, I knew he played, but, you know, he could have been a point guard. Yeah. But I just never thought about his height.
Yeah.
I can't remember last time I saw somebody that tall in a bow tie. That's what stayed with me. That's what I took away from the picture.
He pulls it off well.
He looked like brand new money. But I'm just saying I was surprised. I said, hey, that dude is tall. So I want to tell you that when you came out here. How was your time together down there, even though you guys are cheating on me? Down there and making this time. How? I guess from top to bottom, how was the tournament, the presentation, everything about it? How was it?
I think this year, and I tweeted this out last night, I think this year, and this is, mind you, my 10-year anniversary. I've been covering this for a decade now. I think this week was the best week of state championship games I have ever covered. The games that we saw this week were just incredible, with the quote-unquote upsets, the games where we saw wild, ridiculous finishes, comebacks in the fourth quarter, great performances from individuals, first-time champions, repeat champions, everything you could want and more happened this week in Macon, and just such a great culmination of what was a very unpredictable season all year long, just because of the great parity across boys and girls in so many classifications, just so many fantastic games. I thought it was as good as it gets. And for GPB to be calling these games, to have the great Sam Crenshaw on the call for multiple games, it really just could not get any better than what it was.
Now, given what you just said, is possibly, I say possibly, a byproduct of that is a conversation that we've had, not necessarily with you, but just in general about that whole tournament, possibly moving up here to Atlanta, and they want to show them once again, no, you guys need to stay down here. We've got our stuff together, and this is the place to keep this tournament.
There is always talk about trying to move these state championships back to Atlanta, and of course that would be nice, but there's things such as financial situations that obviously the bottom line affects a lot of that, and we did have some nice crowds. It wasn't completely terrible. I mean, that Southwest Macon game, of course, Southwest Macon's about 15 minutes down the road, so it was completely packed. So that was probably the most full I've ever seen the Centerplex. So that was an amazing atmosphere. And I'll say even in the 6A championships, we had a nice, solid crowd. Yes, of course, it would be great to play these games in Atlanta, but we're here in Macon, and a great week like this makes us feel like, okay, we can continue to play games here. But yes, of course, it would be nice to see these games in maybe a little bit more of an upgraded, updated facility. But Macon is the home of the state championships, and we saw some great ones this week.
Yeah, the folks from South Georgia want to keep it down there. They're scared of Atlanta traffic. They don't want to come up here. Spending time at the waitfor.com hotline this morning with Kyle Sandy. What are you laughing about, man?
I'm just picturing that conversation the folks down there.
Yeah,
they ain't
true.
Going north of Bucky's.
You know, that's right. Kyle Sandy, and he is social. You can always find him at KyleSandy355 at KyleSandy355. Kyle, we saw a lot of great performances, as you said. And, you know, you saw one school start the tournament out with a sweep. We had a chance for a sweep with two schools last night. Boy, the fourth time a charm. You know, the stories of games like that with teams who had previously lost to teams throughout the season. Talk about the Newton girls who had lost three times to Grayson, but last night pull it all together for the win.
Newton was getting closer and closer and closer in all these meetings. They lost by over 20 points the first two times. Then they were tied going into the fourth quarter in that Region 4 championship before falling. And then, of course, just yesterday, the baby Rams of Newton got the job done, 59-56 over the defending state champion Rams. Grayson London Smith was just phenomenal. She had 28 points in the final four round against North Forsyth, who was undefeated. And the sophomore was just unbelievable. 23 points, 11 rebounds last night. She kept, you know, anytime she missed a shot, she was quick to get her own rebound and get a putback. But 44 seconds left, she blocks Tatum Brown's driving layup, who's going to Jacksonville, blocks her shot and grabs a rebound to keep that game in favor of Newton. It was just an unbelievable performance. And Coach Juwan Bailey, if you don't know about him, you should, because that's his second state title. He won one with Josie back in the day a few years back, one of the great young coaches in our game, and just such great resolve for the Rams to be able to top such a tough team in Grayson. Just unbelievable. And even looking at the boys' game, the Rams pushing Wheeler all the way to the brink, holding a 2-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Mind you, they were down 20-10 at the end of the first quarter last night, but Wheeler able to get their 10th state title. But just two more great, fantastic games that had you on the edge of your seat until the final buzzer last night. Just a great way to end the season.
Fantastic, fantastic. The state championship games went on there. One boys game I think that really jumped out. I thought the Pace Academy was going to win this game over North Oconee. Not so. North Oconee comes out and takes down Pace Academy. I thought that was one of the good games of the week, too.
That was a big one. Rick Raz getting it done again for North Oconee. They beat Holy Innocence last year. They beat Pace Academy this year. Pace Academy went up 16-6 to start the game. All that length inside, blocking a ton of shots. I think they finished with about 14 block shots. Mind you, Pace Academy was blowing teams out in the postseason by 37 points per game until they run into Justin Wise, who had 27 points, a superstar. You had Kamari Brooks getting the job done defensively. Thrasher Wilkins producing on the big level as an unsigned senior. North Oconee, again, another state title, so they repeat as state champs. And I believe that was the first time Charmin White's ever lost a state championship game. But it's a brave new world when you see Coach White lose a state title game. You see Jan Azar lose a state title game.
How about that?
When they get beat by, I know, by Holy Innocents. And I think that was kind of the start and kind of set the tone for this week of wildness. Teams that you felt like, okay, they're the team to beat, and these great coaches that we never see lose in the state championship, but getting a quote-unquote upset here in Macon. And it was just a wild week and just unpredictability all throughout. Great job by all these teams, even in a losing effort for some of these programs, really battling till the final buzzer. But boy, oh boy, it was a week for the ages. I'm going to continue to say that until we're done on the phone. It was just amazing every single game this week.
Now, you got something special coming up because the spring showcase is happening, and you pointed out a few players that were in action this week that will probably be up at the spring showcase, right?
That is right. How about that River Ridge game? River Ridge girls, they outscore Langston Hughes 19-2 in the fourth quarter to stun the Panthers. Kyla Canty had 9 of her 12 points in the fourth quarter. Kyla Canty going to be at the Sandy Spiel Spring Showcase next Sunday, March 16th at Dawson County High School.
And she has no offers? She has no offers?
She's got some offers coming. I'm only a junior. I believe she has been in contact with some Division I programs. So she's been on some visits and everything. So I expect some of those start coming in for the Southpaw. But that showcase camp we have next Sunday, you can find out more information on sandyspill.com. Just an individual player camp, boys, girls, girls in the morning, boys in the afternoon. But it was awesome to see some players that we'll see next Sunday really shine on the big stage here in Macon. So very awesome to see Kyla Canty get the job done, and a couple other players as well really provide their teams with lifts and get their team to a state title.
You know, once again, after the games, the last game is played, after the showcase, what's in store for you? Like, what's your off season look like?
I have been instructed by the wife that we need to go on vacation and go to the beach. So we will find time to go to the beach that first, second-ish week of April. So I don't know what beach we're going to, but we are going to try and unplug and get away for a couple days.
That's right. But, Kyle, you got to have a conversation with her. You're going to be dealing with spring breakers going to the beach.
Come on. We're young at heart.
All right. Long as you're cool. Long as you're cool with that, then that's fine. There's a lot of people who try to avoid that. You know, married folks and, you know, couples, they try to avoid that. They go in different places. But I'm sure there is a nice beach that will not be overrun by students that you guys will find.
Yeah, I'm sure. Do you have any recommendations? You know all the good spots in Florida and down south. Do you have any recommendations other than the PCBs and the simple ideas like that? Do you know of any place, Greg or Sam?
Do we look like people who go out and seek places that get a tan?
Oh, gosh, come on.
I mean, I could – listen, if it were me, I'd go up to, you know, like a big city and have a big time and, you know. But here's something that used to happen that's kind of off the beaten path. You could go take a little short cruise. And then you'd have multiple beaches.
I knew what would happen. See, I knew Greg was going to put you on a boat.
Well, that's the thing.
Greg's going to put you on a boat.
I ain't going to put you on a boat. I'm going to put you on a ship.
Okay, there we go, ship.
Boat's the thing you look for when the ship starts going down, okay?
Oh, God.
But if you want to think of something outside, because here's another reason why I say that. Let's say you find a beach. You go there.
Mm-hmm.
Mother Nature could step in, and it could rain the whole time. Then you're kind of screwed. But if you're on a ship, then it doesn't matter, because you got 82 things you could do inside on the ship. And you will still be going to multiple ports where you can get off and walk along a beach or whatever, or probably, I'm sure you'll have a couple clear days. I'm just throwing that out there. And there are some inexpensive short ones. You don't have to go on a long 8-day, 7-day cruise. Just get yourself a short one, you know, bop down in the Bahamas or, you know, over to Mexico for a little bit, and you will see a couple beaches, and if it rains, you're good to go. And you can walk away with some money and take the money from the cruise ship company. In the casino.
There you go.
That's what I like to do.
That's a great idea. That is on my bucket list. We have not gone on a cruise yet. That is one of my things on the bucket list to try and do.
Yeah.
A cruise, that is a great idea.
And take a short one, because you don't know if you get queasy on a ship until you get on it. You know what I mean? Mm. So you don't want to be on an 8-day cruise, finding out after day one, you know, the waves are kind of affecting you. So take a short one, see how you feel about it, and you just start cruising, moving forward.
Yes, sir.
I knew he was going to put you on a boat.
There you go again. Anyway, just consider it. I ain't saying you should
you
do
deserve,
it.
You
just,
deserve it, though, man.
Just consider it.
You deserve it. You've been going hard at it for the season.
Thank you.
And once you get the showcase, man, hey, relax.
Now, if you do decide on a cruise, you need to call me back, and I'll tell you a couple things you can do to kind of make it a little bit better. There's some things. You can cut some corners. You got to know how to do it, though. But you can cut some corners and make life a little bit easier. But most folks don't know. I'll fill you in on that information.
Yes, sir. Hey, we missed you at Bucky's the other night, Greg. I gotta interject and let you know. We missed you at Bucky's the other night.
I appreciate it. I love how this has morphed from Sam loving Bucky's to now me. But anyway, we can't thank you enough, buddy, for everything you do. We're going to talk to you next week. So have yourself a wonderful rest of your weekend and week, and we will talk to you then, Kyle. And thank you for everything that you do for our show.
Hey, thank you, guys. It's been a great season. I appreciate you every single year for having me on to talk high school hoops.
There you go. That is Kyle Sandy joining us. Go to his website, Sandy Spiel, and find out about the Spring Showcase. Up next, money is flying through the air. We're going to let you know about it. And then coming up, 8 o'clock, Travis Williams. He got an all-star HBCU game around the corner y'all need to know about. So stick around. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If I was an Elvis impersonator, this would be my opening song.
Really?
Yeah. Not
CC Rock.
No, not because he did that. So yeah. I would come on with this.
Okay.
If I were a, there's actually somebody who's going to know this name when I say it, a Rick Sussito.
Okay.
That was like a really big Elvis impersonator back in the Midwest in Chicago for the longest time. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com on this March 9th. It's a Sunday morning. Coming up, Travis Williams. We're going to talk some HBCU All-Star Game. This is an event that people should know about and have the opportunity to get out there and check it out.
But then we got some activity, HBCU basketball happening in town this week. For some reason, we've had not one but two HBCU tournaments here in the city. One just wrapped up and another one's about to start.
Don't sleep on this stuff.
Hey.
They're a thing. This is what we were talking about yesterday. The international city that Atlanta is, and it is events, obviously the World Cup coming here, but just on a regular basis, you are reminded, Jason and I were talking about this yesterday, that this is an international city.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is how we morphed into the NASCAR fans versus the international fans are here, but why they support the sports that they do, but they don't, because the city's so big also, they don't necessarily cross over a lot.
Okay.
Like you may not see a lot of the Atlanta United fans physically at Atlanta Motor Speedway and vice versa. But I'm sure there are.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sure there are. But
no doubt.
This again, you have that. You have a core fan base, a large core fan base of pretty much every sport we got in the city and around the city and college too.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we went all over the map yesterday. Had a big old time. I'm going to tell you about some of the movie stuff we had in just a minute. But I want to tell you, first of all, you guys go to 92.9thegame.com/castingcall. You're going to see the latest casting call that is up for the week of March 10th. And you can also see it on Get Cast with Greg on X/Twitter. And the first one right out of shoot is with, and I was telling, again, Jason, this, Casting All Talent. That's the one with DeShay. She's the owner of that casting company, and she's the one. He literally watched the Puppy Bowl, he said.
Really?
He did. Because I was telling him that DeShay is the one who gets the kittens for the halftime show of the Puppy Bowl. And I said, you know, I was going to inform him all this. And he's like, yeah, I saw it. I'm like, what do you mean you saw it? He goes, you think I'm going to watch 6 hours of Super Bowl pregame stuff? He says, I was flipping around watching all kinds. I go, yeah, I really couldn't argue with him. But anyway, she is doing, Casting All Talent is doing a Christmas project.
Okay.
Already. Knocking out one is called Unbearable Christmas, and there are multiple needs. Wealthy guest, oddball collectors, crying women, elderly man on a date, security guards, police, some running in scene, event staff, as it's written here, thugs in prison. That's
wow.
How they wrote it.
Okay.
People at a funeral. So this is all the first breakdown. You'll see it, Casting All Talent, Unbearable Christmas. Rose Locke. I got two projects up here from Rose Locke. One of them is The Good Daughter. and there's multiple needs. They're motorcyclists. But the first one we started thinking about, and I don't know how to describe what this would be, Sam, because it just says they need a high school coach.
High school coach. They don't say coach for what?
Thank you. They don't. And it's a director.
They need somebody to show up with a sweatshirt on and a whistle around their neck.
By the way, to your point, you said yes, we were talking about this, and you said, I told Jason about you saying that you'd like, you wondered if we were ever going to see a day where coaches on the sidelines are wearing suits again. Yeah. Yesterday, St. John's game, Rick Pitino had a suit on, suit and tie.
There you go.
But he's, you know, from that generation.
But you know what? Maybe take a, because people are watching St. John's again.
Yeah.
People are paying attention to that team, and there's an expectation. So they're going to get to see his wardrobe a little bit some, you know, makes a tournament. And, of course,
short of Bruce Pearl taking Auburn all the way to the top, is his ascent of St. John's the story in college basketball this year?
Well, just him, period, really, wherever he lands these days, right?
Was it Reclamation Project?
Very much.
Yeah.
Very much. And to do that with St. John's.
And not caring.
There in New York, you know.
You got to be a special dude to tune out the noise I'm sure he hears in a state. It ain't like he's a football coach.
Right.
Fans are right up on him. And probably saying all manner of things having to do with his very public transgressions.
Right.
So I'm just saying that's a special makeup.
But for the guys he's working with right now, there's nobody better. You know, those guys on the team right now, there's no place they'd rather be. Look at where he has them.
Yes, absolutely. I think they're number five or six, something like that. Right. Anyway, this is a high school coach, but does it say, as you said, what sport? Because you get different looks for different sports,
true,
right? But this is a director-selected role, coaches, 35 and up. This is going to shoot on the 24th. You got a gas bump for this one, too.
Ah.
A gas bump and a fitting bump. And guess where they're going to be holding this? They're going to shoot this over at Assembly.
Okay.
Around the corner. There's a need for motorcyclists.
Wonderful,
I mentioned that.
Wonderful Doraville.
Now, she's also doing DTF St. Louis.
Okay.
I wish I could do a deep dive and tell you guys what I know about this production right now, what's going on, but I can't.
They still want you to come watch baseball?
Pardon?
This one would want you to watch baseball?
This is one of them. I think they have that need filled. But
okay.
This is also one that needs walkers, joggers, and people on their bicycles. But this is the one. And I asked this yesterday of Jason and Noel. I will ask you. I know where the answer with you is. If you were to skate, were you a roller skater or an inline skater?
I'd be a roller skater.
That's what they're looking for.
Okay.
They are looking for roller skaters. Men and women, any ethnicity, who are comfortable on roller skates, 18 plus. You'll see that under Rose Lock Casting. Destination Casting, still looking for weekend dads. So that's the stuff in front of the camera, the still party goers for Catrette and people at the lake. Behind the camera, I walk you through how to find stuff starting at Georgia.org. So it's a strange time right now, but there is work being done. If you want to get in front of the camera or if you're trying to make a change in what you do, you don't like your drive, you don't like your boss, you don't like your paycheck, whatever it is, you know, you're thinking about this industry that is here from one end of the state to the other, you can go and find out who's posting stuff right now and get yourself on a crew. Also, the link to the Georgia Department of Labor for all minors. Any questions, greg.clarkson@odyssey.com. I will try my best to get back to you as soon as possible.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready for something I was looking forward to throwing at Jason? Because he kind of fancies himself as a little bit of a know-it-all, you know, when it comes to certain things. And he and I go back and forth. This is what makes, when you're not here,
yes,
there are two different types of shows that he has when he fills in for us.
Okay.
There's one when he does it with you.
Okay.
And then there's another one where he puts his seatbelt on where he works with me.
Okay.
And that's where we were yesterday. And so I had this question for him, knowing we were going to do a casting call. And this is one of those nuggets that you can discuss the rest of the day. By the way, Randy McMichael wanted me to tell you that he loves listening to this show.
Okay.
He loves these stupid stories that I come out with. But one of the things he loves is when he goes, "You do good morning, Georgia." And you hear Sam go, "Morning." That cracks him up. He just loves it. So he wanted me to just tell you how much he enjoys our show and stories that, well, like what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I'll try.
There is an actor, and I mentioned this yesterday, so those of you who heard it, forgive me for hearing it again. There was an actor whose whole movie career consisted of 5 movies. Each one of them was nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars. We'll say that again.
Only 5?
This actor, who you know the characters, made 5 movies, and each one of those movies was nominated for an Academy Award Best Picture.
Man.
Now, you're not going to guess who the actor is. I'm going to tell you who it is.
Okay.
But it was one of those stats that I went, man. The name is, and again, the exact pronunciation, I haven't followed up. It could be Cazell, John Cazell or Cazelli.
Okay.
Now, you may not know the name, but you know the character. You're a journalist. That's right. You could, because the other thing is, the character that he is most famous for, I think, has become an adjective. He played Fredo Corleone.
Okay.
So when people are not that intelligent, you know, sometimes
right.
They get.
People get that's
is that an adjective?
Because
I wasn't sure if that was it you, fell into you, adjective. I'm right.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I figured you'd confirm that. So John Cazelli played Fredo Corleone, mm-hmm. in Godfather 1, 72. He played Fredo Corleone in Godfather 2 in 74. He was also in a movie called The Conversation. That also came out in 74, also produced by Francis Ford Coppola.
Okay.
That was also nominated for an Academy Award. The two of them, Godfather 2 and that and The Conversation, both movies he was in, both up for Best Picture. Okay, so that's okay. Three now.
Yeah.
Number four, in 1975, he did Dog Day Afternoon with his buddy Al Pacino.
Al Pacino, right.
Now, shortly after that, he met what he told his buddy Al Pacino was the greatest actor he had ever seen. And it was a lady who he then started dating, and they became, you know, an item. Boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. But
okay.
they dated up until what I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
The next movie he made, which was his fifth and last, was The Deer Hunter.
Remember that one.
All five nominated for Best Picture. That was in 78.
Right.
Meryl Streep was in The Deer Hunter. Played, I think it was Robert De Niro's girlfriend in that movie. I think. I haven't seen it in a minute, but she was in that movie. And then he got lung cancer and died.
Oof.
In March. So they probably made it in 77. And it came out in 78, and then in March in 78, he died. He's 42 years old, died of lung cancer.
Mm.
John Cavelli. But all five of his movies.
Man. And
of course, that's what I meant as far as Meryl Streep when he passed. But he called her the best actor he had ever met and told Al Pacino and anybody else who'd listen. And of course,
yeah.
Look who she became, right?
Yeah.
And this was, yeah, this
he
is like
was spot seven, on.
Yeah.
He was spot on.
But anyway,
on
there's
sure.
there's a little nugget for you.
Yeah. He was spot on for sure with her.
Did you see the Oscars at all?
I did watch some. I didn't watch all of it, but I did watch some.
You know, the favorite part to me, and it took me a minute to realize what I was watching, but the upset of the night, the best actress, you know, Demi Moore didn't get it. Everybody thought she'd get it. But the woman who got it, Mikey Madison, she was the woman, or then girl, who got blowtorched in Quentin Tarantino's One Night in Hollywood. You remember the end of that movie where DiCaprio takes the blowtorch out?
Okay. Yeah, wow.
She's the girl who gets blowtorched because the three hippies break into the house with Brad Pitt and, you know, they have the big fight scene. Because that movie was really a story until that last bit. Because I was like, when is Quentin Tarantino going to show up? And, man, he showed up at the end of that. But she was the girl, the crazy hippie that got Leonardo DiCaprio went and got that thing. God, Noel.
All of those hippies were like,
that's right,
weirdly famous or about to be famous.
Two of them got Oscars.
So yeah,
because the dude, what's his name?
Elvis. Austin Butler.
Austin Butler. Yeah. He was one of the hippies.
It took me three-fourths of the movie to realize that was him. That's who was playing Tex.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those that sneaks up on you, but I enjoyed the you know what out of that.
And then you had Elle Fanning
from
in the well, you know that's Dakota Fanning's sister from
right up the street, right up the street, around the corner.
Maleficent and a bunch of other stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, she was also one of the hippies.
I remember when Elle, Dakota popped, and she was with the People Store down the street here, and I was with another one, but yeah, she's obviously blown up there. She was in that movie too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
you
what
said
saying,
Elle,
yeah.
But it was Dakota.
Oh, it was Dakota. I thought it was Elle. Yeah,
no,
Dakota.
That was Dakota
right.
In
Dakota.
That one. Who was hanging
and
out?
It took me half that scene to figure out who that was.
Anyway, again, fresh casting call is up. If you guys want to jump onto some of this money, it is there for you. Again, 929thegame.com/casting call. You can also see it on Get Cast with Greg on X. And that's all I got. Because, again, I had another thing, but we got a break here, and we got Travis coming up here. But John Cavelli, his characters are more famous than him. When, or at least if you mention Fredo Corleone, how many other actors can you say that about?
Remember that, right?
Yep. How many more can you say? We mentioned a few yesterday, but we'll get into that another time. It is Sam and Greg. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.